Hello everyone, I'm your host Siddharth and welcome to the inaugural episode of Gadget Forecast, your fortnightly dose of gadget updates from around the country and the world. Before we dive right into the good stuff, let me give you a brief overview of what this podcast is going to be all about. Every alternate week on a fine Sunday morning, I will be dropping a 15-minute podcast, or should I say forecast, right onto your phones, featuring major leaks, updates, and recent developments about newly launched and or upcoming gadgets. I will be covering categories like smartphones, tablets, laptops, wearable devices, audio and home entertainment, blah blah blah, basically the gadgets of the millennium. But here's the thing, I'm going to keep the podcast short and crisp because this podcast is aimed at being your one-stop summarized audio newsletter, which you can probably listen to while sipping on your Sunday morning cup of coffee. Just saying. But that's the beauty of a podcast, right? You can keep listening to it and still breeze through your routine work without having to make an extra effort to keep yourself glued to your mobile or laptop screen. Yep, that's multitasking right there. Alright, enough of beating around the bush, let's get started. Okay. Starting off with our first category, smartphones. Let's get off the mark with a major leak coming in for Apple's upcoming iPhone 12. Apple's 2020 flagship smartphone is going to be coming in hot with the latest A14 Bionic chipset paired with 4GB or 6GB of RAM under the hood, a new 120Hz Super Retina OLED display, 5G support, 64MP dual or triple camera setup, and a form factor design that's rumored to have been heavily borrowed from the popular iPhone 4 design, but of course with more pronounced edges and a smaller notch. Wait, notch. Yes, you heard it right. One must really wonder what's it gonna take for Apple to shift to notchless displays. Speaking of notches though, interestingly enough, Apple was the second brand who brought the notch into the smartphone industry on 3rd of November 2017 with their iPhone X. A brand called Essential was the first to launch a notch smartphone on May 30, 2017, but that quite did not pick up. Bet you did not know about that. Well, it's 2020 now, and while Apple is still in what seems like a dangling relationship with notches, their competitors have moved way ahead with punch hole and notchless displays. Bummer for Apple fans. Okay, coming back to the iPhone 12, as per recent leaks from the famous tipster John Prosser, Apple will be launching four models under their latest series. iPhone 12, which is expected at around $649, iPhone 12 Max at $749, iPhone 12 Pro at $999, and the iPhone 12 Pro Max at $1,099. As for the release date, incoming reports suggest that the launch has been postponed by at least 2 months to November 2020 due to production pushback owing to COVID-19. Moving on, we have Samsung, who has recently launched two new smartphones under its popular M series, the Galaxy M11 and the Galaxy M01. The M11 comes with a 6.4-inch HD Plus Infinity O display, Snapdragon 450, 5000mAh battery with 15W fast charging, and a rear fingerprint scanner. It sports a triple rear camera setup with 13MP main, 5MP ultra-wide, and a 2MP depth camera paired with an 8MP front shooter for selfies. Backing the Make for India campaign, Samsung has also included an Alive keyboard feature, which allows users to chat effortlessly using intelligent and meaningful keyboard suggestions in multiple Indian languages. On the other hand, the Galaxy M01 comes with a smaller 5.7-inch HD Plus Infinity V display, Snapdragon 439, 4000mAh battery, and face unlock. It receives a pretty basic 13+2MP dual rear camera setup with a 5MP shooter on the front. Both these phones come with expandable storage options up to 512GB via microSD. Kudos to Samsung for still keeping up with expandable storage options though. As for the pricing, the M11 is priced at Rs 10,999 43/32GB variant, ₹12,999 for the 464GB variant, while the MO1 is priced at ₹8,999 for its only variant of 32GB. Up next, we have Motorola, who have actually been quite busy in ramping up the product lineup. After launching their Razr, Motorola's revamped foldable classic phone that we are all familiar with, I guess, it has recently launched the flagship Moto Edge Plus and the entry-level Moto G8 Power Lite. But today, I'm going to be talking to you about a more interesting and upcoming mid-range smartphone named the Moto One Fusion Plus that has recently appeared on the YouTube device report page. This sheds more prominence on the leaks from Ivan Glass, hinting at an imminent launch by the end of second quarter of 2020. The listing suggests that the Fusion Plus comes with a 6.5-inch 1080p display, Snapdragon 730 paired with 4 or 6GB of RAM, 64 or 128GB of internal storage, 5000mAh battery, and all of these to be deployed with Android 10 out of the box. Interestingly, in the camera department, this device is rumored to bring in as many as 4 cameras in its rear setup. A 48-megapixel primary sensor, along with an 8, 5, and 2-megapixel sensor. Unfortunately, though, not much else is known about the Moto One Fusion Plus as of now, but considering that the launch is supposed to happen within this month, we should know more about it soon enough. Speaking of mid-range smartphones, we have a surprise entry this time from the flagship killer brand, the OnePlus Z. Most of you might have already heard rumors about this affordable OnePlus for quite some time now. For the record, the OnePlus Z is supposed to be launched as a successor to the popular mid-ranger of 2015, the OnePlus X, which by the way was the first smartphone from OnePlus to sport a glass back. Quite savvy. As per reports, the OnePlus Z will be powered by the latest Snapdragon 765G paired with a whopping 12GB of RAM. Yeah, RAM has always been a high order of business on OnePlus devices, and this one is no exception. Further, the OnePlus Z is expected to flaunt a 6.4-inch AMOLED Full HD Plus display with a 90Hz refresh rate, 4000mAh battery with 30W fast charging, 5G network compatibility, and run on Android 10 with the indigenous Oxygen OS on top. The camera on this phone is likely to consist of a triple rear setup with 48MP primary, 16MP wide angle, and 2MP depth sensor paired with a 16MP camera on the front. For those wondering about its price, it'll probably start around the 34,990 mark. And given that the phone was recently spotted on Geekbench with the model number AC2003, the launch of the OnePlus Z seems imminent, probably sometime around the mid of July 2020. Fingers crossed on that. Closing the chapter of smartphones for this week's podcast, we have the X50 series from Vivo, which was unveiled in China last week. This lineup includes the Vivo X50, the X50 Pro, and the X50 Pro Plus. All the three models have the same exact 6.56 inch Full HD Plus AMOLED display with a pixel density of 398 ppi and run on Android 10 platform with their very own FunTouch OS on top. The X50 and the X50 Pro are fueled by the Snapdragon 765G with up to 8GB of RAM and feature 90Hz displays, while the flagship X50 Pro Plus is fueled by the top of the line Snapdragon 865 with 12GB of RAM and features a 120Hz display. Interestingly, the most groundbreaking innovation worth mentioning here is that the X50 Pro and the X50 Pro Plus becomes the first smartphone in the world with a gimbal camera system. In other words, the gimbal system makes use of an on-screen radar that depicts the lens's movements and indicates when a shot will be stable. Add to this, both the X50 Pro and the X50 Pro Plus have a quad camera setup on the back with a periscope lens that allows up to 60 times optical zoom. Also notable is the 7.49mm thickness of the X50, which, as per Vivo, makes it the slimmest 5G phone ever. Phew, looks like Vivo decided to go all out with blazing guns on the X50 series. Well, the company does have a track record of debuting new innovative hardware features that ends up getting adopted elsewhere, from in-display fingerprint sensors to pop-up selfie cameras. As for the Indian pricing and release date, the CEO of Vivo India, Jerome Chen, has revealed that the phones will be coming to India soon. Moving on to our next category, tablets, let's talk about the latest offering from Samsung in the tablet division, the Galaxy Tab S6 Lite, which was launched last Monday. Well, let me tell you about what's light in this device. The S6 Lite is basically a trimmed down, the lesser priced version of its elder brother, the Galaxy Tab S6. The lighter version comes with a 10.4-inch TFT display with S Pen support for taking your notes, doodling up a piece of art, writing text, basically almost everything that you would usually do with a pen. Samsung hasn't revealed the make of the processor being used, but as per reports, it's an octa-core SoC paired with 4GB of RAM and 64GB of internal storage, which is expandable up to 1TB via microSD. For battery juice, it's powered by a 7040mAh battery that Samsung claims would deliver up to 12 hours of internet usage on a single charge. Pretty decent. Samsung might have been of the opinion that tablet photography quite isn't the thing right now and decided to pack in a pretty basic 8MP single rear camera and a 5MP selfie camera at the front. The S6 Lite runs on Android 10 with their One UI 2.0 on top and sports a Dolby Atmos 3D surround sound experience paired with dual speakers by AKG. Considering the specs, Samsung has decently priced the tablet as ₹27,999 for the Wi-Fi version and ₹31,999 for its LTE counterpart. Proceeding to our final category of today's podcast, in the audio devices and home entertainment section, we have a rather unusual entry from an unusual brand, a smart TV from Nokia. Yeah, you heard it right. Our childhood reminiscent brand Nokia, which we usually associate with the bygone N-series and Lumia phones, has set foot in the home entertainment division for the second time. Earlier, Nokia had launched their first 55-inch smart TV back in December 2019, but even though it was decently priced at ₹41,999, it wasn't able to gain substantial momentum in the market. Okay, coming back to talk about this smart TV, considering its Flipkart exclusive launch price of ₹31,999, it does pack in a lot of bells and whistles. It's a 43-inch TV that runs on Android 9.0 and features a 4K Ultra HD display with 300 nits of brightness, a 60Hz refresh rate, and considering its 178 degree of viewing angle, I'm guessing it's an IPS panel, which also packs in support for HDR and Dolby Vision. Speaking about its interiors, it gets a 2GHz CA53 quad-core processor teamed up with 2.25GB of RAM, a quad-core Mali 450 GPU and 16GB of internal storage. For connectivity, the 43-inch smart TV has 3 HDMI ports, 2 USB ports, a digital audio output, RF connectivity and supports 2.4GHz Wi-Fi and Bluetooth 5.0. On the audio front, it houses 2 24-watt speakers powered by JBL and supports Dolby Audio and DTS True Surround Sound. Like I said, it does pack in a lot of bells and whistles. So, as we are nearing the end of our today's podcast, I am going to wrap it up with the latest pair of wireless earbuds from Redmi, the Earbuds S. It has been quite a month for the budget-oriented brand, launching a variety of products ranging from smartphones, TVs, watches, to even Wi-Fi routers. The first aspect of the Redmi Earbuds S that catches your attention is its launch price of ₹17,999, which is on the lower end considering that TWS, True Wireless Stereo, is actually an expensive technology. Apple. The Earbuds S use 7.2 millimeter drivers and packs in a 43 milliampere battery in each earbud with a 300 milliampere battery in the charging case to keep the earbuds juiced up to 12 hours of playback time. Featuring an IPX4 splash proof rating and a 122ms low latency mode, it will be catering to fitness freaks and gamers alike, apart from the regular audiophiles. Connected via Bluetooth 5.0, each earbud features a single tactile button that allows you to activate voice assistant, play or pause music, answer calls, switch to gaming mode, etc. Quite the offerings, I must say, considering its price segment. Okay, the time has come for me to wrap up today's session of Gadget Forecast. Thank you, dear listeners, for taking time out of your schedule to drop by and listen to my podcast. I hope I was able to furnish you with details about the recent happenings around the gadget world. And if you liked what you heard today, please don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share my podcast, because I will keep coming back with more such exciting updates, and I'm guessing you wouldn't want to miss them. Also, I am developing a dedicated Facebook page for this podcast so that you can drop in your valuable suggestions. The page will be completed before the release of my next podcast, but until then, please feel free to reach out to me on my personal Facebook handle, Siddhartha Tamuli, for any feedback or inquiry. So that's it for today's podcast, folks. Take care and stay safe.